You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Revelation chapter 17. I thank you for joining us here today for 15 minutes. And prior to getting started here today, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church. Let's see. This is Tuesday, Wednesday. We are in, we're going to wrap up, I think, this book Wednesday night, chapter 22, I believe, is where the rest of 21 and chapter 22 this week. Sunday morning, I'm getting ready to start Romans coming up in a couple of weeks. This week, we're going to look at something I promised some people at church. I was going to blow the dust off and preach one of my favorite sermons, actually two of them. This week is called No Atheists in Foxholes. The following week, we're going to look at the falling away of the United States of America. We're going to look at what in the world happened here to this country and how did we get to where we are at. So those are some of the sermons here coming up. Island Community Church, you are invited Sunday morning at 10:30. Bring your kids to 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 17. Let's pick it up again in verse 4. Now John receives a vision here. This one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls spoke with John saying, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. And those dwelling on the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication. And he led me away in the spirit into a deserted place," or some translation, I like this better, "into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names." Now that's the beast with the blasphemous names. On her name, we know what it is. It says Mystery Babylon. Here, this is the scarlet beast. It's describing scarlet red. "I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns." Now, first, we know anytime you see in the Bible something related to seven heads and ten horns, when you look behind the mask, you'll find a devil. All the time, seven heads and ten horns. And sometimes that's what you need to do, friend. You need to look behind the mask and see who it is that's pulling the strings for anything. For the person that hates you at work. For someone that just looks at you and just seems to hate you. Or likewise on the other side. Sometimes you'll come into agreement with another brother or sister in the faith. And you look at each other and you recognize there's more there than meets the eye, if you know what I mean. That's two brothers. That's the Holy Spirit. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. I think there's a mutual thing there amongst two brothers. I use brothers, I'm talking male and female, between two brothers of the faith when they see each other. Likewise, the same thing happens, or opposite thing happens, when a child of God and when a tare meet as well. When a sheep and a goat meet, there's angst and animosity there. Sometimes there's hatred there. My point is, you got to look behind the mask. You have to look behind the mask to look and see who your real enemy is. I say to you, it's not the person that hates you. You got to look behind the mask and see. And that is that we wrestle. Think about that. Wrestle. Not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, you got to peel back the mask. You got to look behind the mask and see who your enemy is. It's the one behind the mask that's pushing the buttons. That's the one behind the mask here. A woman on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. Notice how beautiful the harlot or prostitute, or the King James, it's not going to be as couth as me, is going to call her the whore, the great whore. Let me get my King James version out here. Chapter 17 again, it says, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked. I like that, decked. She's decked out with what? It goes on. With gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of, we'll stop there. Notice all the niceties and beautiful here. It's just like a church. Have you ever seen a church that's all nice and beautiful on the outside? I hate to pick on the Catholic Church, but this is what comes to mind when I think about this. Some Catholic churches, sometimes they're so beautiful on the outside, or Mormon temples. They're multi-million dollar, and they're full of gold, and they're all made with gold and silver and beautiful stones. But then on the inside, as the Lord Jesus Christ himself says in Matthew chapter 23, he says, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Thus also you outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Now here we'll see in it. Here we're seeing the same thing here with this woman. Gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. That's where we left off here again, Revelation chapter 17, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, and on her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, the King James in some translations have the word mystery as part of what's written on her head. And I believe that, I'll read it to you out of my Bible translation. On her forehead, a name was written, a mystery. And now here comes what's written after the word mystery. After mystery, there's a colon here. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now, we looked at before how Babylon could either mean one of two things. It could either mean literal Babylon, which, by the way, King almost called him King. Saddam Hussein was rebuilding before his death. He was infatuated with King Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon, and he was rebuilding Babylon before he died. Babylon can either mean A, literal Babylon, B, it can be a code word for Rome. Like Peter said when he closed off his letter, I think it's 1 Peter 5:13, I believe, he said, those from Babylon greet you. Now, as far as we know, the Apostle Peter never was in Babylon, but he was in Rome, and that's what that greeting meant. Those from Babylon greet you. At least we believe he made it to Rome at some point or another. Okay, other than that, I can't tell you what this means. I don't know. On her forehead, a name was written, a mystery. Well, I say to you, it still is a mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Certainly, I believe we're talking literal Babylon here, the place of Babylon, which goes all the way back to Genesis. This goes back to Genesis chapter 11, where it says, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore, the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the people, and from there did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth." That is Revelation chapter 11. I'm sorry, that's Genesis chapter 11, and that's the start of this Babylon. Babel. The Tower of Babel, Revelation 17, 6. "And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." See, now I think this surprised John for some reason. Why would this surprise him? Would it surprise you if you saw on television ISIS killing a Christian? Would that surprise you? Would it surprise you if you saw Presbyterians killing Baptists? Oh, you bet it would. Would it surprise you if you saw someone that you thought was Christian killing other Christians? I bet that would surprise you. "Again, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Something wasn't right here. He saw something that just wasn't right. We're going to have to leave it off right there. Verse 7, the angel says, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that's carrying her." But that's going to be for another program. Again, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Love, flawless, unrelenting.